Corinthians in the book of Acts. Amen. Acts chapter 10. Look with me there this morning. Acts chapter number 10. I'll read a few verses at the beginning of the chapter, then go to the end. There's so many verses here that I will not read 48 verses, but I just want to bring you a thought that the Holy Spirit may get in this morning and help us. The Bible said there was a certain man in Caesarea called Cornelius, a certain of the band called the Italian, or a centurion of the band called the Italian band. Notice, a devout man and one that feared God with all his house, which gave much alms to the people and prayed to God always. And he saw in a vision that evidently about the ninth hour of the day, an angel of God coming into him and saying unto him, Cornelius. And when he looked on him, he was afraid and said, What is it, Lord? And he said unto him, Thy prayers and thine alms are come up for a memorial before God. Now send men to Joppa and call for Simon, whose surname is Peter. He lodges with one Simon, a tanner, whose house is by the seaside, and he shall tell thee what thou oughtest to do. This man done whatever what he knew. He had not been given the gospel yet. This is a great chapter in the Bible. It deals with God changing, and turning to the Gentile people. It was a Jew salvation for us. Thank God, men getting in through, thank God, the Lord Jesus Christ. We know that the men that got in before this time that were Gentile people were proselytes. And now, thank God, the gospel's opened up unto a Gentile world. And he opens it up to a man by the name of Cornelius. Now, Cornelius, the Bible said, was a centurion. And the centurion Cornelius, amen, was over at least 100 men. He was a man, thank God, of authority. And this man, the Bible said, pray. Now, I don't understand this. I really don't know. I didn't pray before I got saved, but I've been praying since I got saved. But this man prayed because that's what he was taught to do. And he knew that's what he ought to do, is to pray. Now, this man here was an almsgiver. He was an almsgiving was a charitable giving. He was a man that gave charitably, thank God, the people, and God recognized it. And the Bible said one day he was praying in a vision. Thank God, come to him, and God spoke to him and said, Cornelius, send for Simon, Peter, down at, he's staying down at Simon the tanner's house by the seaside. And thank God, sent these men down there to where Peter was. Peter was a Jew. He was a strict Jew. Amen. And he didn't believe or come to the conclusion that God had spoke to Gentile people or would speak to them. While Peter was praying, he got in a trance and God opened a vision to him and showed him clean and unclean animals. And the Bible said that Peter, God told him to eat, and he said he hadn't never ate anything unclean. And what he was saying was that I'm not involved with Gentile people. They're unclean people. They're heathen people. And I'm not involved in them. But God said that what I've cleansed call nothing unclean. In other words, I put my attention to them, and they're going to be saved like you are. And so Peter, when he got through praying in that up on the rooftop, he was on the rooftop, and God, them three men that Cornelius sent was standing down there at the door, and they told him their mission, what they came for, and of course God done told Peter, you need to go with these men, and they went with this man. Thank God, these men and some others went, and they was on their way, thank God, to see Cornelius. And Cornelius knew that God had already told him this man of God's gonna come, and he had got his family and his friends, probably some others in the soldiers that was under him, and they got in this house here, and they was waiting on the man of God to come to tell them what they needed to hear. And the Bible said, and we'll read here in this scripture what Peter told them, and what the scripture says is interesting. Notice, if you will, in verse 34, then Peter opened his mouth and said, "Of a truth, I perceive that God is no respecter of person." God don't respect a certain group of people. God, like God is a God for all now, and that just seeing that. I want to tell you now, every time you read the word all, don't necessarily mean all, but it does all there. Amen. And what he's saying here is God no respecter of person to all the nations or all the people, and that's what it meant. He wasn't respecter of person just to the Jews only, but he was to the Gentiles as well. So we find here this morning that God says here, "But in every nation he that feareth him and worketh righteousness is accepted with him. The word which God sent unto the children of Israel, preaching peace by Jesus Christ, he is Lord of all." That's the only way. That's why they recognize the Lordship. Or may I say, Christ is who he was. He was Lord, and the Gentile people didn't know who he was. And then we find out this morning, are you listening? Thank God we find out here this morning, brethren, that he talks about Jesus here. And then he got down to verse number 39. "We are witnesses of all things which he did both in the land of the Jews and Jerusalem, who they slew and hanged on a tree, whom God raised up the third day and showed him openly, not to all the people, but unto witnesses chosen before of God, even to us." I like this part. "Who did eat and drink with him after he rose from the dead." He said, "We've ate with him. We've seen him. We ate with this Jesus." Thank God, and drank with him that he rose from the dead. He had a resurrected body. Amen. And that body, the brethren, thank God, had flesh and bones. And they ate with him. And then we find in the word here this morning, Brother Redmond, thank God that he got to preaching about Christ and the remission of sin. And brother, notice this here. And he commanded us to preach to the people and to testify that it was he which was ordained of God to be the judge of the quick and the dead, and to give him all the prophets witness, and that through his name whosoever believeth in him shall receive remission of sin. So notice that. Thank God he got to the truth, brother. He said all that believe, amen, will have remission of sin. And notice what he said here in verse, thank God, number 44. I'll get to that. "While Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all of them which heard the word." Everybody that was in that house, amen, that heard that man of God tell them that Christ died and rose again, and he was a witness of what had happened, and that he would give them forgiveness of sin. The Bible said the Holy Ghost fell on that house. And brother, when the Holy Ghost fell on that house, thank God, they magnified God. And the Bible said here that they spake. Notice, if you will, Peter said, "And they of the circumcision which believe were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles also was poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. And for they heard them speak with tongues and magnified God. And they then answered Peter, 'Can any man forbid them water, or forbid water these should not be baptized, which have received of the Holy Ghost as well as we? For he commanded them to be baptized in the name of the Lord.' Then prayed they him to tarry certain days. When he got back and gave the report to the Jews, he said, 'Who am I?'" Thank God that can, thank God that can stop God. That was God's business. And they rejoiced the fact that God granted them repentance unto the life. And now Paul, thank God, in Acts chapter 13, and brethren, thank God, they went out to preach the gospel to every creature that they came across as God bid them to go. I want to preach just a minute this morning, if you'll get a hold of it. We live in a Holy Ghost dispensation. Before the time of Pentecost, the Holy Ghost had not yet been given. Amen. It was, thank God, new wine. Thank God, friend, it was power. It was God. And before that, we had no divine indwelling of the Spirit. Thank God, he did breathe on them and it came upon them. But the Holy Ghost never lived in men until the day of Pentecost. Amen. Brother, we live in a spirit that makes no sense for us to say we're born again people and have no power. The power belongs to God and he lives in us. And when the Holy Ghost came on them. Wouldn't you like to have been in that room that day when God fell on them? And everybody in the house got, thank God, baptized. Saved and baptized into the Spirit. Amen. They had a baptism. And Peter said it fell on them like it did us. Amen. Brother, I'm telling you, it's amazing how much God Almighty, thank God, done that day to save people that was not saved. But not only that, to get on them so heavy that they began to magnify God and rejoice at what God had did. They spake with tongues for a sign of the Jews, that they might know that what they had was a real thing. Thank God, it just wasn't something they was doing. These people were sincere and genuine. And they, my friend, thank God, was waiting. Thank God on that man of God to preach. God didn't tell Peter his to fall on him. He just told him to go preach the word. But when Peter got to preaching the word, the Holy Ghost fell on that crowd of people. Thank God, and got a hold of them. And brother, it was on in that house. How much have we ever need anything? In this there's a move of God the Holy Ghost. Thank God, that's not just going down to a place and hearing a song and hearing a man. It's about God, the power of God, getting in where God's at and dealing with people's hearts. I would to God this morning that we had come. Thank God, won't him and won't the power of God to fall on the church one more time that we might experience, thank God, some from another world. Amen. Thank God for it, brother. You think he's what? Brother, the Holy Ghost fell on these people. He said he done it the same way too. He said like this he did us. Amen. That's right. We need a, this is a spirit dispensation. The power of God, the Holy Spirit of God. There'll be true evidence if a man's saved. If he's been baptized by the power of God, there'll be evidence that he has him. He can't live without that manifestation. Thank God, my friend, we can't make it without the presence of God. He's got to have the presence of God. He's got to seek God. He's got to hunger God. If he don't hunger and seek after God, then he's living in the flesh. And the flesh profits nothing. Thank God, there's nothing more great to me, thank God, than the Spirit life. The Holy Spirit life. Amen, brother. The Baptist Church, amen, have left the path of God. Thank God, they're more today about formalism than they are the power of God. Daniel, it ain't about me. It ain't about you. It's about the Holy Ghost. Thank God meeting in our heart. And therefore, it is about us when he does it. But brother, it's about magnifying the Lord. Amen. Thank God we need that. Oh my, we need the wind to blow. We need the power to fall. Thank God, can these bones live again? He was talking about the house of Israel. But there had to be a breath on them. Amen, for them bones to live. You can have every form in the world. But if you don't have the breath of God, there'll be no power in it. Amen. That's right, the Bible said that, friends. Amen. Listen, He made man the dust of the ground. He took and took the dirt of the ground and formed man the way God wanted him formed. But that man was never a living soul till he breathed in his nostrils the breath of life. I believe this with my heart. I believe that breath you have this morning is a God breath. Amen. God give it to you. But I believe not only did he breathe in Adam's breath of life, I believe that, thank God, it was a spirit life that he put in Adam. I believe that's why he could commune with God. That's why man was made in the likeness of God. He's the only creature that has a Spirit. And the Spirit is where we communicate with the Father. It ain't going through some religious motion. It's not going through some religious, thank God, ritual. It's an act. It is a connection. It is an active relationship with the Father through the Son. Brother, listen, if all I had was a Sunday religion, I'd repent this morning and get on this altar and call to God and say, Lord, I'm just going through got dead religion. I don't have no active communion with the Father. And therefore, why did Jesus come to save us? But there's one way to the Father, and it's through the Son. And the Holy Ghost is the administrator of that holy work. Thank God. What you mean? He birthed us in the family of God that we might have access into this grace wherein we stand, because it's God that made it possible. Praise God. Amen, brother. He put life in me. He took death out and put life in me. Amen. I was dead to God. I had no life to Him. But brother, when the Holy Spirit came in, He quickened me and made me alive in God and birthed me in the family of God. And now, brother, it's the Holy Ghost. Thank God. That's right. Without Him, you can't do it, friend. Oh, my Father in heaven, if we ever going to have something of God to be from you, amen. He set it up. He set it up. God set it up. That's right. You'd be amazed at the people in this church and other Baptist churches that's just playing church. They're actually playing church. They have no spirit life. They have no spirit communion. They have no interest in the Scripture. They have no interest in God Himself. I'm telling you, friend, it's sad, but it's just a God truth. We're living in that dispensation of time where He said, the love of many shall wax cold. We're living in that dispensation of time when they said they have a form of godliness, but denied the power thereof. Amen. Brother, listen, people's got more confidence in a man than they do God. That's sad, friend. I'm going to tell you, look at me this morning. I love you. I'm a preaching the Word. But brother, don't look too far. You better look to the Father above. Amen. He's the only one that can do anything for you. Brother, I'm telling you, amen, if all you had was a Bible and thank God, and if you and God on an island somewhere, amen, you better not. You can't look to nobody but God then. Amen. John was on the Isle of Patmos. Thank God. It was a revelation God gave that man. It's him and God. Amen. But he had communion. He had a spirit life. Thank God, he wasn't, my friend, going through some religious motion. Thank God, it was a revelation of Jesus Christ. He said, I seen the Lord. He described him in chapter 1 of Revelation. He said what he looked like. Amen. White hair as wool. Thank God, feet as brass. Amen. His voice is the sound of many waters. Amen. Brother, and he was described there. How did he describe him? It wasn't like the pictures you see. It's by, thank God, what he seen on that day made himself known to him. He said, I fell at his feet as dead. Thank God, and cried. Thank God. Amen. Before him, brother. Amen. This thing's real this morning. It's not, thank God, going through the motion. I've done that till I got saved. Amen. When God saved me, He put action in me. He put life in me. Thank God, He just don't live, my friend, now. He lives forever. Amen. If you see me 10 years from now, and am I not the same? I mean, and in God and have life, you got doubt. Do you doubt me? Amen. Thank God, it don't mean I don't go through hardship, hard time. Thank God, we all do. But I'm telling you, thank God, if I've got life now, I'll have it 10 years from now. Because it is everlasting life. And when a man saved, he has a life forever. Amen. Thank God. Amen. He said, I've given them everlasting life. That's what he said. He that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Amen. Thank God for that. But Cornelius, here is a man, brother, and had done everything he knew. He was a praying man, Brother Keith. Thank God, this man give alms. Amen. He was a good man. Amen. But good men need to get saved. Amen. Every man's a sinner, and every man needs to get saved. Amen. There ain't one man good enough to get past the will of God. He's going to have to come God's way if he gets in. And if he don't come God's way, he won't get in. It don't matter how good men think he is. It don't matter how good people say he is. Hey, God, it's about Jesus. And if he don't know Jesus, he won't get in. Amen. You'll say, how will you know when he knows him? Hey, God, you'll know know when he knows him. I'm telling you, you can't contain a man if he ever meets Christ. Thank God, he'll tell it, amen. That's right. He won't come in on a Wednesday night and ask anybody if they got a word from the Lord. Nobody says nothing. Isn't that right? Amen, brother. You'll at least testify once a month anyhow.
Yeah.
Amen. You say, I ain't heard some of you testify. I wouldn't know what to say at your funeral if you died. I'd have to say, well, your wife said this.
Yeah.
Or your husband said this. You know why you don't? You ain't got nothing.
Right.
I don't know what you got. You say, preacher, that's awful bold. It is. I know it is, but it's just the truth. Mm-hmm. Every once in a while, it's going to come out of you.
Yeah.
You can't help but tell it. You're going to tell it to somebody. Amen. It don't have to be rehearsed. Thank God, it has to be a rebirth in you, and God's going to bring it out of you. Amen. He said, confess with thy mouth. How can you say you're saved and you never told nobody? You say, well, I'm a secret disciple. Well, there are secret disciples, I reckon. Joseph of Arimathea was. But he was for the fear of the Jews. Well, he was. There was fear when them men said, I believe in Jesus. That might cost him his life.
Yeah.
Ain't nobody here going to kill you for saying, I know Jesus. And I love Jesus. Yeah. Amen. Yeah. He said, what you trying to make this church? A church that loves Jesus? That's all I'm trying to do is preach Him.
Yeah.
Amen. I've done told you I ain't going to die with it. I ain't going to die with religion. I go to the street corner and preach. It don't matter. I done decided in my own heart I'm going to God. He's been too good to me not to tell it. He's been too good to me not to tell people that he's still the way, the truth, and the life, and there ain't no other way but God. It means something to me in my heart to know, thank God, over 30 some years ago, God got a hold of my heart and saved me. I mean, I don't know of any more important thing in my life today than to know, thank God, I've been saved by the grace of God. I know Christ is in me. Amen. Where's your heart at this morning? Where's your stirring at? Where's the stir of God? Where's it at? Where's the stir of God? We're preaching everybody into heaven, but ain't nobody living toward it. Where's the stir of God? Amen. You got to get stirred up once in a while. Amen. That's right. Everybody gets stirred up once in a while if you got God in you. Amen. The singing ought to stir you up a little bit. Amen. The teaching this morning ought to stir me up. It helped me. You know why? Because I know the right. I know the truth. The truth always helps me. Thank God, brother. And I'm telling you this morning. Hey, amen. Hey, God, if you've been saved, there'll be something to come out of.
Amen.
Went down at Cornelius, son, that whole house got to shouting and talking in other languages. I don't know what to say. It says tongues, that's a language. Maybe it's magnifying God in the Hebrew language. I don't know. But I do know one thing. It got a hold of them Jews that come down and saw all them bunch of Gentiles watching them. Amen. Thank God. I'm glad I'm in this morning. Thank God I'm glad He's real. Amen. Thank God He's real. There ought to be some action. Amen. Thank God. I tell you what Peter done. He done what God said. When he got down there, he got results from it. He got a whole house of people saved. When's the last time you saw somebody saved? Saw Jonathan get saved. Jonathan Robinson. He got saved. He said he got saved. Maybe he did. Amen. That's right. What about a whole house of people getting saved? That'd be a blessing, wouldn't it? Everybody's in the house, the Holy Ghost touched and got a hold of. On the day of Pentecost, everybody was in there and got filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Men and women. Amen. Now, women got as much of the Holy Ghost as the men did.
Yeah.
We ain't living in Old Testament days where them women didn't say nothing. They ought not pastor a church and be a preacher, but I'll tell you what, man, they ought to get involved in the service. They got as much right to shout the victory as I do. Amen, buddy. I'm down. Your love people doesn't cut that dispensation of time off. But, amen, brother. I'm down. Your God Almighty saves women like He does men. And God uses them too in the service. And I'm down. You what, brother? The first woman that was at, the first evangelist in the Bible, thank God, was a woman down at the tomb. Amen. The angel said to him, to her, he said, "He's not here. He's risen." Amen. It was Mary Magdalene. And she went back and told the men, thank God, that He's out of the tomb, amen.
Yeah, amen.
That's right. You know what they did? They didn't believe her.
Yeah.
Peter and John ran down and looked in the tomb themselves.
Yeah.
Found that he wasn't there. He rose again like he said he was. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. It's a blessed name.
Amen.
I'd like to have been there. I'd like to... Somebody said they went to Israel and looked in that tomb. He wasn't there. I could have told them that before they went.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. I could have. Oh, yes, I said that before they went.
Yeah. Amen. Thank
God. You know what they said about me when I got saved? They said, look, that man's crazy. That too much religion is going to drive you to the crazy house. And that's what they said. They told Paul that. They said, you're overzealous with this thing about Jesus. Thank God. It ain't took me to no crazy house. Amen, brother. They said, that's going too far with it. That's what they say. You're going too far with this thing about being saved. I had people say unto me, they said, brother, you can't say that to people. You can't talk like it. I said, I love them. I want to tell them the truth.
Yeah.
They said, we didn't like the way you're talking to us about it. I worked up there at the Bendix and we rebuilt brake systems and I told everybody. I mean, who I come up past, I got saved. I said, I got saved. I tell them I got saved. That one fellow said, boy, I knew something happened to you. You ain't acting like you used to. He said, what happened to you? I said, I got saved.
Yeah.
He said, something happened to you, didn't it? Yeah. Got saved. The boss lady, she was a lady, she said, you just got plumb religious, hadn't you? I said, no, I got saved. I said, can I talk to you about it? She said, yeah, I'll listen to you. We sat in the warehouse, and I told her about Jesus saving me. You know what she said? She said, that sounds so simple. I said, it is if you can get rid of your pride and believe it.
That's right.
It ain't a hard plan.
That's right.
It's an easy plan as long as God reveals it to you. What's that say right there?
The Holy Bible.
What's that say? Can you see it?
No. This is the Holy Bible.
It's pretty easy when he seen it, wasn't it? Huh? Do you know you got people as educated can be and can't see it? Listen to what Jesus said. Except you be born again, you cannot see the kingdom. You can't, that don't mean with your eyes, that means with perception in your heart.
Yep.
You can't see. If you can't see the kingdom, you're not going to be in it. Amen. Because he said you got to be born again to see the kingdom. It's revelation. It's God giving you the understanding. I can't save nobody in here. It takes God to show them. It takes God to bring it to them. But when God does, it's simple.
Yeah.
Simple.
Yes.
So simple a child can grab a hold of it.
Amen.
So how old are you?
Nine.
9 years old. It's so simple a 9 year old can get a hold of it. But a 60 year old professor can't.
Right. That's right. That's exactly right.
Amen. So simple that a 92 year old man can know about it.
Oh yeah.
And a man down there teaching at the college couldn't tell you one thing about it. I'm going to tell you, it ain't learned, friend, by education of men. It's learned by the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
If the Holy Ghost ain't around, you can forget it. You can't learn unless He teaches you. That's why it fell on them. He had to fall on them, thank God, to give them what they needed. He's the only one that can. And that's the only way we can make it, friend. Thank God, the Holy Ghost, we live in that dispensation of time. When he's gone, when the Spirit leaves, the only possession he has in the world is the believer. He ain't flying around in the air. Somebody said, where's the Spirit? He's in me. He's in me. Is He in you? Is the Holy Spirit in you?
Yeah.
If He be in you, if the Holy Spirit's not in you, then you don't have Him. He's in you. Our Father, thank You for the Word of God. Lord, it takes the Spirit to get in hearts. God, there ain't a man or woman here this morning. If God, You decide to deal with them, they can stop you. There ain't a man or woman in here, God, that can, God, stop you from doing what You want to do in the hearts of men. God, there ain't no man stronger than You. God, You're God. And the day, God, You fell on that house, everybody in there got baptized in Spirit power. God, they're saved by grace. They're saved by the gospel. They're saved by Christ. They're saved by the will of God. Oh, God in heaven, I pray this morning, Lord, the Holy Ghost. God might speak to somebody in the service this morning. God, I pray You, God, speak to sinners. I pray, God, You let them see, God, to understand the gospel. God, the gospel's got to be revealed. The gospel's got to be, God, made known to that one that hears the gospel in power, God. Lord, in heaven, I pray this morning, God, the hand of God might be upon us. Oh, God, please hear my prayer. Thank You, Lord, for truth. Thank You for doing that for me when I couldn't do it for myself. Sanctify the Word to every heart and accomplish Your will this morning. Save sinners as it please You. God, get glory when You do it. Lord, we'll thank You and ask You in Jesus' name.